to today's episode of our sports podcast. Our topic today is snooker, and we are going to explain the history of and culture surrounding snooker. Then we will talk about the setup and equipment necessary to play the game, and finally we will explain how to play the game. Let's start with the history. Snooker is a cue sport that has its origin in several types of billiards. The founder of the sport was Sir Neville Francis Fitzgerald Chamberlain, who was stationed in India as part of the British Army at that time. He developed the game by experimenting on the usual game called blackpool on an English billiard table. The term snooker originated from an insult for freshlings in the army. It was first used by the English officer Neville Bowes Chamberlain, who called one of his fellow players a snooker because the fellow player placed the game ball randomly or intentionally in such a way that Chamberlain could not play it. In 1885, snooker was first introduced publicly to England by John Roberts Jr. Roberts was a leading English billiard player of his time and was enthusiastic about the new variant. But snooker could not prevail until the 20th century because of the dominance of English billiard and the lack of rules that snooker had. On December 11, 1900, the first officially valid rule set was published in London. Snooker is particularly popular in the UK, in former British colonies, and since the mid-2000s also in China. Among the best players in history are 5-time world champion Ronnie O'Sullivan, 7-time world champion Stephen Hendry, 6-time world champions Ray Reardon and Stephen Davis, and 15-time world champion Joe Davis, who dominated the snooker sports especially before World War II. Meanwhile, in the UK, snooker broadcasts are among the most popular sporting events besides football. Snooker, compared to other popular forms of billiards, has a higher level of technical difficulty and places greater demands on players' game tactical potential. So it's a game of precision, control, tactical thinking, technical abilities, mental strength and patience. Due to its origin, snooker, like few other sports, is shaped by correctness and contenance. This applies not only to a formal clothing by wearing a fly, but also to the player's respectful behavior in every way. It is common, for example, for a player to display a foul of his own immediately, even if it was not noticed by either the opponent or the referee. Or it is also common to respectfully reward a particularly successful strike of the opponent. Both playwear and fair playing behavior are paramount and can decide whether someone is even worthy of snooker. The same respectful behavior is expected from the audience, and they are asked to remain quiet during the game. To this day, the World Snooker Federation is committed to this ideal.
Now, I will explain snooker's setup and equipment, starting with the table. The first thing you notice about a snooker table is that it's a lot larger than a regular billiard table. And with dimensions of 12 feet by 6 feet, a tournament snooker table is actually twice as large as the billiard tables you might be used to seeing in bars. But otherwise, it does resemble a billiard table. It is outfitted with a cover of green wool, which is designed to help the ball slide as smoothly as possible. The rails on the sides have rubber cushions, from which your balls can bounce off with only a minimal reduction of momentum. And, like other pool tables, it has 6 pockets in which you put the balls. However, a snooker table's pockets are rounded, as opposed to a pool table's straight pockets. Coming to the snooker balls, with diameters of 2.07 inches, they are actually rather small. Pool balls, in comparison, are 2.25 inches in diameter. Now in snooker, we differentiate between the cue ball and the so-called object balls. The white cue ball, like in other billiard sports, is of course the ball you shoot against the other balls with your cue. At the beginning of the game, the first player may position it anywhere inside a marked semicircle at the near end of the table, which is called the D. The other balls, called object balls, all score points, and consist of the red balls and the colored balls. The 15 red balls are arranged in a reverse pyramid at the far end of the table, and are each worth 1 point. The 6 colored balls are arranged as follows. The green, brown, and yellow balls, worth 3, 4 and 2 points respectively, sit in a horizontal line right in front of the D. The blue ball, worth 5 points, is put in the very middle of the table. The pink ball, worth 6 points, is placed at the tip of the pyramid of red balls. The black ball, worth 7 points, sits behind the pyramid. So you can imagine the arrangement of the balls as a kind of T-shape. The cue used to strike the cue balls also differs slightly from the cues found in other billiard sports. With a length of 57 to 58 inches, it is shorter than a regular pool cue. It is also jointed, so that the length can be varied with cue extensions, if so required by a particularly difficult shot. Overall, the cue is designed to provide the high degree of accuracy that is required in snooker. Its uniform taper makes it easier to perform consistent strokes, while its small, chalked leather tip ensures the small snooker balls can be struck very precisely.
Now that we have learned about the history of snooker and which equipment is needed, let us now turn to how snooker is actually played. In a snooker match, there are two opposing players and a referee who runs the game. Overall, the objective is to score more points than the opponent. This is achieved by putting object balls in the correct order, which is to start with a red ball and follow it with a color, and then continue to alternate between red and color, with the color being chosen anew by the player each time. If potted, the reds remain off the table, whereas the colors are returned to their spot by the referee. This pattern continues as long as there are red balls on the table. Only after the last red ball has been potted and the color that must follow it has been played, either struck or potted, the colors are potted without being replaced in order of lowest to highest value. That is yellow, green, brown, blue, pink, and black. Now, the match begins by one player stepping up to the table and using his cue to strike the cue or white ball in such a way that it in turn strikes an object ball, which at the beginning is always a red. If a red is potted as a result, the player continues in the aforementioned order. If not, it is the opponent's turn, and the game continues in this manner until someone wins. Next, I will explain the structure of a snooker game. A match consists of a fixed, odd number of frames and is played in the best of modus. So, if a match is best of 9, 9 is the maximum number of frames that can be played. But the match could also be over after 5 frames because that is the number of frames one player needs to win the entire match. A frame denotes a section of the match. It begins with the balls in their starting position and ends when all balls are potted or one player concedes defeat. A player will concede the frame when he is too far behind in score to equal or beat the score of the opponent. A break in turn is a section of a frame and denotes the total number of points one player scores consecutively during one visit to the table. Two special instances can occur. The first is termed century, which means 100 or more points were scored consecutively. The second is called maximum break. It is the highest break possible with 147 points. Another term that is quite frequent during a snooker match is safety. A safety is a maneuver that leaves the cue ball in such a position that it is difficult for the other player to pot or hit the necessary object ball. It is used by the players when they are unable to pot and therefore have to leave the table. A safety allows them to do so in a controlled manner and to simultaneously minimize the possibility for the opponent to pot. A snooker refers to the situation in which the previous player leaves the cue ball positioned in such a way that no legal ball can be struck directly without obstruction by an illegal ball. For example, if there are two red balls left on the table, it would not be possible to hit either of them with the cue ball in a direct line without hitting a color first, which would be a foul. Therefore, a snooker serves as a way for one player to gain necessary foul points if the balls left on the table do not yield enough points to beat the opponent's score. And that concludes today's episode on snooker.
We hope you had a fun time listening, and will join us for our next episode, which will be on yacht racing. Until then, have a good week!